So have we found any animals that carry COVID-19 that could have been the source of the transmission to humans thus far?
Thus far, not. As I've said, I still believe that the most likely scenario is that this was a natural occurrence, but no one knows that 100% for sure.
Oops, I killed all the minks.
WFOD starts now.
Not a bird.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Hi, buddy. Guys, welcome.
How you doing?
To the Dub FOD. My name is Mike. I'm joined by my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
It's me.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show. On Skype. And Travis, you were not showing up. You were there a second ago. You're gone now. I don't know.
Gone? I disappeared?
You disappeared, Travis. Kind of upset about it. But what are you going to do? Travis,
I just saw myself not long ago.
I know. I did too. I don't know what to tell you.
I assure you I'm still here.
So, last week, I got involved in a Twitter spat, and what happened?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Well, it was a good natured Twitter spat, Travis.
Oh, okay.
It was Jody arguing with a fella about Kool-Aid, and see the way that the internet works is everybody just kind of like says things.
This is true.
Everybody's saying they don't have any sound, Travis.
We had this working just perfectly fine last week.
It worked last week. It worked great last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing the same things.
Why would it not work this week? Doesn't make sense.
Well, it's hard to say, I guess. Gremlins, ghoulies, critters.
So, the goddamn spat, somebody was giving Jody grief because he was saying that he heats up his Kool-Aid before he mixes it.
Wait. Back up for a second. He heats up. What is it? What exactly does he heat up?
Well, he puts the Kool-Aid and the sugar in hot water to mix it. And he claims that makes it taste better.
So that he heats it up and then he cools it down?
Yeah. Yeah, he heats it up to mix it. Like you're steeping iced tea, Travis.
To a boil?
Yeah, well, see, he kind of backtracked on that because initially he said he wanted the hot water. And I was like, oh, so you boil some water like you steeping some tea. So that's what I did, Travis, when I mixed my Kool-Aid. Because what I am is I'm a man of science.
Of course.
And when they says to me, hey, Kool-Aid tastes better in hot water, I can't say, no, it doesn't, because I never tried it.
But to be clear, we're not consuming Kool-Aid as a hot beverage. We're just heating it up,
mixing
it, and then cooling it down.
I prepared it as a hot beverage and then put it in the refrigerator.
Okay. So see, I could see for a couple of reasons, I could see this working just for the fact that in order to, if you don't know this about me, I'm a man who likes to cook. I like to eat. I like to cook. I like to blend flavors. I like to make food. And there's a lot of times in order to get the flavors to blend correctly or to settle correctly, you need to either bring that to a simmer or a boil and then drop it down in heat. And then as it simmers on a lower heat, then all the flavors kind of blend together. But so I could see, even though this is bonkers to me and nothing that I would have ever thought about doing.
So, Travis, I see the people arguing about this Kool-Aid. And Kool-Aid, I myself, yep. I cannot say, oh, well, you know, one is better than the other because I haven't tried it myself.
Of course.
And so I thought was that I would be the definitive test. I would say to the people, guys, I looked, I brewed the Kool-Aid myself.
I am an independent third party fact checker.
Right. And so, Travis, I have, I don't know, if I have cold brewed Kool-Aid and I have hot brewed Kool-Aid. Both were I brewed them, I poured them into glasses, and then I put them in my refrigerator where they have been sitting for the last few hours. And I'm gonna test both of them, and I'm gonna tell you whether or not, see, because and Jody was saying on the Twitter that I am not impartial because
how's that?
Well, he said that I want him to be wrong, and that's not the case. What I want is for Jody to teach me something that enhances my life.
The thing that people need to know about you real quick is it's not that you want other people to be wrong. You just want to be right. So if if you have no foot in the game, you're not like actively voting against people unless you were one of the people who initially said you're full of shit. But you didn't do that. So you are absolutely at this point an impartial judge.
Right. Yeah. I just want to know once and for all what's better. And I couldn't opine on it, Travis, because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try the Kool-Aids. And
tell me, is there a way, are you able to do like a blind test? Like, could you like shuffle them?
Oh, shit. Like should that, I do it blind?
Yeah, well, you don't have to do it blind, but turn the labels away from you.
Okay.
And then, like, shuffle them around a little bit.
Okay. I have my eyes closed. Yep.
Shuffle them. Pull one close. Put it on the table. Pull one close to you, then push another one away.
I don't want to spill it because it is red Kool-Aid, Travis.
And it is very full, too. I can see that. So push one
I'm thirsty boy. I don't know which one's which, but okay. I have one in my hand.
Yep, label's facing away.
Can you see what the label says?
I cannot see what the label says.
Okay.
The Jenny McCarthy camera, if that's what you're using, is not good enough to pick up the written word.
The Jenny McCarthy camera, yeah, Travis, it's from a Jenny McCarthy Wii game that I played once or twice. Okay, this Kool-Aid, it's fruit punch, by the way. Both are fruit punch. It is chilled. It's quenching my thirst.
What are your thoughts on that initial Kool-Aid sip?
It's Kool-Aid. It's fine. Okay.
Tastes like Kool-Aid.
Okay. The other Kool-Aid here.
Going in for number two. Take a little sip and then back off like you did with the first one. And then go for a bigger one.
You know, I wanted to say, oh, they taste the same. But I think there is a difference. I think that there is a little bit of a difference. Okay, Travis, this is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
The one in my right hand, I taste the fruity flavor more. And the one in my left hand tastes more sugary. So, like, whatever that means, I think that, like, this tastes more like fruit punch, and this tastes more like
Like a cup of sugar in a pitcher.
A cup of sugar with like some fruit flavor added in.
Yep. So now they, spin them around.
They do taste different. And so like I think that this is scientific. I am going to have a definitive answer.
Do you prefer one or the other? Do you like the fruit punch flavor more, or do you enjoy the sugar with fruit punch flavor added more?
If you buy fruit punch,
you want to taste punch.
You want to taste punch. Okay, Travis, in my right hand, the one that tasted more fruit punchy is the hot brewed cooler. Oh, I think amazing. There is a difference, Travis.
Amazing.
I think that Jody has taught me.
Well, that Jody B is in the South, correct?
Yeah, Travis, going into this bit, my plan was just to say, yeah, they taste exactly the same. Like, that was going to be the whole thing. I was going to say, yeah, it was a waste of time to heat it up. They taste the same. But, Travis, I think that the hot brewed Kool-Aid tastes more fruity, like a fruit punch.
Yeah, I feel like Southerner, if you're going to listen to anybody about Kool-Aid, you listen to people from the South. I feel like they have their handle on the Kool-Aid.
Now, what I did, Trevor, I eventually poured them both into the same pitcher. So I just have a pitcher of both now.
Oh, sure. Like you have independent cups, but they're all in the same pitcher now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I brewed them, I just made two cups and then I just put them both in the same thing.
Well, yeah, because it's Kool-Aid. Who gives a shit?
Right. It's Kool-Aid. Who gives a shit?
That's my kids won't even drink Kool-Aid.
Why not?
I don't know. We had a pack of Kool-Aid and they haven't grown up on Kool-Aid. One's 9 and one's 12. So they haven't really grown up. I mean, they've had Kool-Aid before. They've had Kool-Aid pouches and things. Really recently, within the last handful of weeks, we made them a pitcher of Kool-Aid. And I got to tell you, I just dumped 3/4 of a pitcher of Kool-Aid down the sink just yesterday afternoon. They don't drink it.
Travis, are you familiar with the recording artist John Hinckley?
No.
He's probably best known as the guy who tried to murder Ronald Reagan. But he got out in 2016. And since then, he's been working on his music career.
They let him out?
Yeah, he's out.
I cannot believe they let out a presidential attempted assassinator out of prison.
He shot 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reagan's press secretary, like, he's like crippled forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got out. He tried to shoot Reagan in 1981 to impress Jodie Foster. I wonder if Jodie Foster ever like sent him a letter or anything. Do you think that he ever got a hold of
him? He was the Jodie Foster one. Who's the guy who shot John Lennon trying to impress?
He was reading Catcher in the Rye and made him crazy.
Okay.
Was he trying to impress somebody? I don't know. I think he was trying to impress John Lennon. He was a John Lennon fan.
He was a fan.
I got his fucking attention, I guess, right?
I guess he did.
So
for a couple minutes,
John Hinckley, he had the big crush on Jodie Foster, sent her a letter, said, "Hey, I need to get your attention because you are beautiful." I saw the taxi driver. I think she was young in that, wasn't she? Like,
yeah.
Young?
And oh, little did he know what we found out much later about Jodie Foster.
She's a lesbo, right? That's what you were alluding to.
I was alluding to that. Yeah.
Anyway, so John Hinckley, Travis, for a while, he had to put out his art and his music anonymously because I guess, can you not use your name to promote stuff if you're a bad guy?
You can. Wouldn't you think that you would use your name just to try to draw attention to, unless he's trying to separate his art from his infamy?
Well, in 2020... a judge ruled, "Hey, you can use your name, no problem, bud." So he did. He's now putting out music, and I thought you might want to hear it because
I absolutely do.
Well, he has a lot of covers, Travis, but he also does originals. This is one of his originals.
That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, this is a John Hinckley original.
Another original song of mine. There ain't nothing wrong with the rain.
What do you think so far? Not bad, right? He kind of sounds like a,
I mean,
he
yeah,
sounds like a bit of a waterhead.
Yeah, it's a bit cliched, but it's not like it's anything renowned that I haven't heard before. But I mean, he's playing guitar and singing, so it's not bad.
It's something that exists. Can they?
Yeah, it exists.
Can they still not hear us?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? Is that what we're going with?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? You know, you can see my face.
There you are. Hi, Travis.
For one more week.
So yeah, he's got a whole lot of them. They're on his YouTube page, and he's like on camera. He just looks like some dude.
He's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, he gets a lot of views, Travis. People you make their silly comments. You know, like,
well, of course,
you didn't miss on this one, John. You know, good.
It's the same thing people do on O.J. Simpson's Twitter profile, right? Whatever.
Do you think that OJ could advertise products?
Yeah.
You think he could get away with it?
Listen, there's a whole generation of people. I know we're plugged into the information age and there's social media and people are never going to like forget what happened, but we're getting farther removed from it. Like we're far enough. We were far enough removed in the 90s where a lot of people didn't know he was a football player, right? Like we're even further removed from that to where, you know, where people knew him just as this guy who probably killed his wife and her lover. And now we're further removed from it where he's just some crazy guy on Twitter talking about what a beautiful day it is. All right, take care. You know, that Carol Baskin probably fed her husband to the tigers. You know, I feel like we're going to be removed enough from it. If John Hinckley can put out music on YouTube, OJ Simpson can absolutely peddle Oreos or something.
Oh, Oreos would be a good one. He has the following. I mean, like, and he has the interaction. And he has the notoriety. Like when he puts out a tweet and says something, people listen to it.
It's everywhere. Absolutely.
And like all the dumb shows, they pull it and they say, hey, listen to what OJ said.
Listen, I hasten to compare a probable murderer, alleged murderer who was not convicted. But I hasten to compare a potential murderer to like the useless Kardashians. But, I mean, when you're talking about clout and internet fame, does any of it matter? Why? I mean, you have a following, so use it.
Companies would be foolish not to, Travis. Mm-hmm. Just
well, listen, brands are willing to do anything they possibly can to trend. I mean, you look at what Burger King did today or yesterday to try to get their leg up in the chicken sandwich wars, which is such a dumb ass social media thing that shouldn't exist. But it's like, you know, where they say that for every chicken sandwich this month, they're going to donate 40 cents of that purchase to a very popular LGBTQ charity, which is all great and fine on them. But they had to use that to take a pot shot at a competitor, well, not even a competitor, a better restaurant.
No, yeah, it's marketing. It's marketing. It's marketing. It's like, well, hey, look at us. We like the gays.
Right. And that's why I have a problem with these brands taking a stand on social issues. I mean, you have Burger King talking about how they're going to donate to LGBTQ charities, but that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it specifically to take a pot shot at a competitor.
Sure.
And that's the same thing like with Coca-Cola. Like, you know, they had made their feelings known in the public about all the stuff that was taking place with the voter stuff in Atlanta. And obviously you're going to get blowback from a certain, there's a place in North Carolina, I believe, that will not allow Coke machines. So brands taking a stand, my point is, brands taking a stand on social issues is not helpful to anybody. It's not helpful to anybody because all that they're eventually going to do is doing exactly what Burger King is doing and weaponizing it to take advantage of consumers consumers' feelings. But so I mean, I want to sell you.
You win some, you lose some, and most people don't give a fuck, right?
And that's how really, I mean, just stay out of it, right? Like, just sell your fucking shitty frozen chicken sandwich and be done with it. Like, you don't need to. Aha, we're on the right side of history. You're fucking Burger King. Shut up.
turns into those long chicken sandwiches. They're hollow in the middle. But Burger King chicken freaks me out.
I love those. I like the original, the long original chicken sandwiches. Yeah, the long sandwiches.
One, but it's hollow in the middle. It's weird.
And it's I would not be surprised if it wasn't chicken at all.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it's sawdust with breading on it.
Yeah, but it's delicious. I love the taste. I mean, especially if you, as long as you don't get like some 7-day-old shitty lettuce on it that you have to scrape off and hope you don't scrape off all the mayo. It's like a perfect shitty fast food sandwich. But like, I don't need to know where Burger King stands on social issues, I guess is my point. And even everybody should just kind of say, good for everybody. Live your life. Everybody's equal. Hooray.
Hooray.
But to take a pot shot at the most successful chicken sandwich chain by being like, we're even open on Sundays and we don't hate the gays.
Well, and like, don't get them wrong at all, Travis. The Chick-fil-A, you could go to Chick-fil-A and buy a chicken sandwich and be gay. That's fine. Like they don't give a shit. They don't give a fuck.
They'll sell you a chicken sandwich. They don't care. I'm sure they'll employ you. They don't actually give a shit.
Oh yeah, no, they don't. I mean,
they're like, just trying to run a business, right? Like they just because maybe something came out where the original founder maybe said something shitty, you know, 5 years ago. Like
yo, will you stand out there and take people's orders and say my pleasure sometimes? They're like, yeah, I'll do that.
You're hired. Can you press a button? Can you see this picture of a chicken sandwich on this little order screen? Can you press that button? All right, you're hired. It's not complicated. I feel like there's a deep-seated problem with all of us championing brands for taking social issue stands. So that's why I guess I feel like any brand would be smart as hell to just let OJ Simpson peddle their wares.
The reason to do the, hey, we're putting out the gay chicken sandwich on Sundays because fuck Chick-fil-A is the same reason to have OJ peddle your wares, because people will talk about it. It doesn't matter. There's like five people who actually give a fuck that Chick-fil-A, their owner is homophobic or something.
Yeah, he's like, he's Christian and they're not open on Sundays.
There's 12 guys who care about that.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Everybody else just likes their food.
Right. But everybody talks about it. Mm-hmm. So if you have OJ sell your new chocolate shake, even put his face on the cup.
Hell yeah.
Like there's like 12 people who give a shit, who are like deeply offended that you would use OJ to sell a new coffee drink at Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And everybody else is just going to talk about it and sell you a lot of coffee drinks at Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. Yeah. Because everybody's going to try it. They're going to be like, what's this OJ drink taste like?
Yeah, I got to try this OJ drink. Right. I mean, like, Travis, you talk about this chicken sandwich. Now I want to try the fucking chicken sandwich because now we've talked about it.
Yep. Of course.
Can you taste the gay?
I don't know what Burger King injects in their food anymore. I mean, they use that fake ass flame broil smell that they pipe out of the fucking chimney. So I can't even imagine what they're pumping into their premium chicken sandwich.
Sure. Do you remember like 10 years ago when it came out, Taco Bell meat is only like 60% meat?
Yeah.
And everybody talked about it for like a week.
Remember 2 months ago when it turned out that Subway's tuna wasn't tuna and everybody cared about it for 48 hours?
Do you think they changed it? They probably didn't.
No, of course not.
I think Taco Bell said
it is tuna.
Yeah, 40% of our meat isn't meat. It's our secret recipe. Fuck you. And you know what? Yeah. I don't see any Taco Bells closing.
Oh, sure don't. No, as a matter of fact, they're even more popular than ever.
Nothing matters, Travis. It's all a game.
You see that new toasted chalupa? Looks delicious. I don't give a shit if it's real meat in there or if it's half meat. Whatever.
Travis, I have suspicions that chicken sandwich, the long chicken sandwich at Burger King, isn't even chicken. Eat it anyway. Eat it all the time. Yeah. I probably get it bi-weekly, Travis.
Yeah.
Because it's especially a really good deal on the app.
2 for $5?
Yeah, 2 for $5. That's a great deal.
Yeah, beat it. Try to beat it.
Can't.
You eat two of those long chicken sandwiches and you're stuffed for hours.
Right. And there's a Quick Trip next door. I just go over there to get a soda because I'm not going to get a Burger King soda.
No. You don't want that.
It's expensive and it's small.
Oh, would you like to add a fry and a drink to that? No.
No.
Fuck off. I'm gonna get two
hollow, shitty chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to Quick Trip and get a tea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stuff like 12 sweet and lows in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. All of the sugar and all of the sodium that anybody could ever ask for, all in one midday meal.
Then we die.
Then we just die. OJ's trying to sell Oreos. Who gives a shit?
Oreo hires OJ. We're going to do a bid on it. We're going to. What are we going to do? Not do a bid on it, Travis?
Yeah. I mean, it's been years. You know, he got away with it. He sat in jail for something else.
You got to feed the monkey, man. What happened this week? It's the way this whole fucking thing works. It's all a sham.
We all jump on the same bandwagon to try to get eyes and ears on our product, whatever people's product is, whether it's just their social media presence or their content, if you would like to put it that, or their art. And then we move on to the next thing until we grasp onto that. So, you know, the world goes round and round.
Kind of depressed now, Travis.
Nah, just the way it is.
All right, I'm going to combine my Kool-Aids. Travis, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have more stuff that I...
Get some vodka or some rum in those Kool-Aids while you're sitting there.
What I got a creek water, Travis. I drank some creek water earlier with my dinner. And
Tell me about creek water real quick.
Shannon Googled creek water and told me that white rapper man, Yellow Wolf, makes creek water.
Fuck is a Yellow Wolf?
He's got a whole bunch of tattoos, like on his face,
like Action Bronson.
See, how do you know Action Bronson, but you don't know Yellow Wolf?
Because Action Bronson had food shows on TV on Vice Channel. So I like to watch Action Bronson eat a bunch of shit and say, fuck, that's delicious. This Yellow Wolf, what has he done?
He made creek water, Travis. And I put it in some Dr. Pepper. It's not great. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a less spicy Fireball. It tastes kind of like watered down. It's not particularly good, but Yellow Wolf makes it.
Well, congratulations to Yellow Wolf and all the other rappers/artists getting into the spirits game, and Godspeed.
Actually, you know, mixing it with Kool-Aid makes it kind of fun.
Mm. So mixing anything with Kool-Aid is fun.
Tasty. Takes
you back to your childhood and also gets you fucked up. So beat it. Can't.
Let's take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Thanks for sticking with us, I guess. If you can hear us at all, who fucking knows, right?
I'm sick of the Rothschilds taking their blood, pedophile money, and using it for their Agenda 21 extermination program, okay? It's Bohemian Grove. They meet about it every year. They have the rituals. It's on tape. Okay, listen. The Bilderbergers. Just looking. The pizzas are there. Wake up, sheeple. It's the Freemasons. Working with the Knights Templar, Priory of Sion. Connect the dots, okay?
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
Omega lizard people.
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
Omega lizard people.
I don't know if anybody's ever asked you directly, sir, but are you a lizard?
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
Omega lizard.
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
WFOD!
This is the kind of weather for the cats. So we got our Catterday night forecast for you now, where we are featuring Kittler here, thanks to Debbie Alexander. And I think Kittler kind of looks like Charlie Chaplin here with that little mustache.
No, 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 no.
The phone lines are lighting up. What the hell's going on out there?
This is bad.
Have a seat. We need to get ahead of this Catterday thing. You're going to have to apologize.
But it wasn't my fault. I was just reading the teleprompter.
Elena, you have no idea what we're messing with here.
Well, she showed the cat, and now she's crying, apologizing, begging for her job.
Apparently there's a cat in England. You heard about this cat? It's had a lot of trouble being adopted. No one wants to adopt this cat because it looks like Hitler. There's the cat.
Hello?
Meow. I wipe as best I can, but there's always more.
Beep. Joe Biden said, come.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFD show on Skype. Trevor, there's a biotech company.
Where's your video go? You got rid of your video.
Well, if I have video, then when I talk, you go away. So I turned me off. So that people can see you.
Just me?
Oh, actually, it doesn't work, Travis. When I talk, it still goes to Shoza. So I'm going to turn video back on, Travis.
Oh, boy, Mike. You going to do some editing on this one, or...
It's gonna take some work, buddy. So there's a biotech company, Travis, and they figured out how to 3D print rhino horns. And their plan is to flood the market. You know, the people, they hunt rhinos because they think that rhinos like do something. I think they think it gives them like big, huge boners, and it's supposed to be like a good anti-inflammatory. It's supposed to help you with hangovers, but like I don't think it actually does any of that. But the Chinese, they think it does.
Yeah, it's like anything you find at your natural health food stores is like ground up tiger's paw or whatever the hell it is.
And so all these biotech guys, they made this shit that is supposed to. Specifically, be exactly like rhino horn, and they made it up and they sent it to a lab and they said, hey, is this rhino horn? And the lab was like, fuck yeah, it is. It's rhino horn. I got a clip.
So our goal was to first start with a powder that was identical to the real thing, and we combined inorganics, metals, minerals, as well as other proteins. And we also incorporated real rhino DNA into it as well. And then from there, we were thinking, how can we get this into chunks and then eventually bigger and bigger shapes that will resemble a real rhino horn? And we ended up kind of designing our own 3D printer, using our powder as really build up an actual horn.
So are you saying that your 3D printed horn is virtually the same as a real horn in shape, size, structure?
Yes. I took it to a lab and had them test it. It would come back as rhino horn. or you did a DNA test that would come back as from a rhino.
So they made it, and their plan is to just make a whole bunch of it and stick it out there and be like, hey, guys, you know, we got rhino horn, and it's cheap, and people will just buy their shitty 3D-printed rhino horn instead of killing rhinos. That's the plan.
Is this the equivalent of, like, when people try to take advantage of young and dumb people trying to buy pot by putting oregano into a Ziploc bag and saying, yep, this is real weed?
Well, I don't think that they're
the same thing.
What they say is that they're not doing it to get rich, Travis. They're doing it to save the rhinos.
So how do they make money then?
Well, they don't. Well, they do. They're selling it for like rhino horns. Fucking expensive because they're super endangered. And so
you got to kill a rhino to get it.
Even if you sell it for an eighth of like what you had to kill a rhino to get, like it's probably still pretty good money.
It's the exact same thing as making an inferior narcotic and selling it for cheaper than the more expensive narcotics. You say you're doing it for an altruistic reason where you're trying to slow down the drug war or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're, right. look at the good that I'm doing. I'm trying to save the rhino. But when in reality, they're like, I can print these fuckers off 1,000 at a time and I'm not doing it for the money. But, you know, I'm making plenty of it.
Right. And what I was thinking, Travis, is like, you know, you think that they're doing it for a noble cause, but wouldn't. Now, you know, when they do like a firing squad, isn't there like eight guys shooting and like either one of them doesn't have a bullet or like. Does one of them have a bullet and the other seven don't? Or is there one that doesn't have a bullet?
I think there might be a couple of blanks in there. So it feels like you're shooting an actual bullet, but you're not.
But you can always just say, I probably didn't kill that guy, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's yeah. You can remove yourself from it because somebody didn't kill him. So it was probably me.
It might have been me or it might not have been. But, you know, like somebody didn't kill him. And so that you have the benefit of the doubt that maybe you didn't kill the guy. Maybe you had the blank.
Absolutely. Yep.
So with this rhino horn thing, can't you just go buy a bunch of rhino horn and be like, it's probably not even real rhino horn?
Yeah, it's this biotech firm. They 3D printed a bunch. It's not real rhino horn.
So doesn't that take the guilt out of rhino horns?
Absolutely. So now you can buy as many rhino horns as you want, to assuming get rock hard boners. People 3D printing them. Absolutely.
And then we all have rock hard boners. And Trevor, why do they advertise Blue Chew on shit that like me and you listen to? We're too young to not have rock hard boners anymore, right? What's going on with the? I thought the boners were like a old people thing. Like isn't that they put them on like CNBC or something, don't they? Why are we getting the rock hard boner stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna go on record with any of this, but you know, there may be a market for people of our demographic.
It's weird though that like they're skewing younger. Is it like a party thing now? Like, do we go out and get drunk and then pop a Blue Chew to get rock hard boners?
Well, it's when they like, what did they used to say when you were having like a midlife crisis or whatever? Like the midlife crises started to get younger and younger because our stresses and things are getting more compounded the younger, you know, at a younger age. So I think a lot of it.
So it's the stresses.
Yeah, I think it's like the psychological things. It's not necessarily the stresses, but it's the you know, and I say stresses in quotes because, you know, I mean, we're living in a time where everything's kind of just given to and handed to us. And like there's everything's easier to acquire and receive and it's a good time to be alive is I guess what I'm saying, but because it's a good time to be alive, there's psychological issues that come along with that too. And I think that really, I think a lot of it, when you're talking about rock hard boners for younger people is psychological rather than, you know, physical, like it is with the older people who had Viagra pop out years ago.
And we all go out in the yard and get in our tandem bathtubs and hold mm-hmm. hands.
Yep, watch we sit in bathtubs overlooking a brook, and then we think about having a boner because I don't know how you're having sex when you're in two different bathtubs.
Well, I guess you wait for the water to cool down Because then you heat it up. It probably cools down really fast, like just out in the yard.
So fast. You're outside.
How do you even heat a bath? Are you just getting in cold? I guess you set it out for the day and the sun warmed it.
Well, yeah, it's like you put one of those like solar blankets on, like you do on like a swimming pool that's not heated. And then, I mean, I guess too, you could go the old school route where you're actually dumping buckets of heated water that you heated over the fire into that tub, and then checking to make sure that it's not too hot for
just,
you to get
just
in.
Just heat it all, and then walk it out there in a bucket.
Yeah, bucket at a time. You start a fire close to the tandem bathtubs, and you heat a bunch of buckets of water up and dump them in there.
It's how you show your love, Travis. You show your love by filling two tandem bathtubs to watch the sunset.
Yeah, it's a process. I mean, you really have to commit to that. If you want to fill up two full-size bathtubs for two adults out in your yard, then yeah, I mean, you really have to commit to it.
But that was just a couple of years ago that like some silver foxes were getting in tandem bathtubs, and now it's on podcasts. It's like, hey, 30-year-old guys, you have problems with your boners?
It's because they know most horn dogs that age will give it a shot. You know what I mean? Like even back in the day, you know, when you couldn't get rid of a boner because you were in your mid-20s and all you thought about was doing something with a boner. Tell me if it was easily accessible that you wouldn't, if you thought you were actually going to get lucky, that you wouldn't have popped one of those things at that age and been like, yeah, let's see what this does. I mean, now we're older and wiser, so we're not necessarily going to do that. But I mean, you talk about mid-20s when you're still dumb as shit, you'll throw a blue chew down your throat.
Just try it out. You're invincible. Why not?
What's
you're
the difference?
Young. Yeah.
Yep. You're never going to die.
Travis, I have a product that I think I saw this on Facebook, and I was really excited because I was like, oh, Travis is going to love this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Travis, the product is called Twinkle Tush. Have you heard of Twinkle Tush?
I've not heard of this. I guess I was not part of this targeted ad reach.
It is twinkletush.com if you'd like to type in that web address and give it a look. What it is it's a little bitty necklace that you put over your cat's tail to cover their butthole. It has a theme song, Travis. I would like to play you the theme song for Twinkle Tush.
I got to hear it. Likes to show no sparkle on that place below. My donka donk is really tush. I have to show my twinkle tush. Keep your beauty veiled and safe. Just show your sparkle and a wave. The twinkle tush will never show. You're cute, honey, for all to know. Come and see your... It's catchy, right?
Of course they had to get like a Brit to sing it, right?
Maybe it's a British product.
Even if it was an American product, you get a Brit to sing this song.
So it's like a little medallion that covers, because I mean, your cat's butthole is just kind of out there. I don't have a cat. My dogs, they both have longer tails, and so their tails cover their buttholes unless like they're up and wagging it. But a cat, their tail's always up, I believe.
You can see a butthole. Yeah, you see the brown eye.
See the butthole. And so...
But like, I guess it depends on how fluffy your cat's tail is, right? Like, my cat is like a big ball of fluff.
Yeah.
So her hair usually, or her tail usually covers that area. But even when it's up in the air, it's not like I'm like drawn to stare at a butthole. You know what I mean?
But it is there. I guess you would be more drawn to stare at it if it was like a bright jewel.
This is what happened with this product. Somebody bought a cock ring. One of the cock rings that had one of those dangly things on it that bounced under like about your ball size that would bang against. Somebody had a cock ring and they're like, wouldn't it be funny if I put this on my cat's tail? And they put it on the cat's tail and they're like, hey, look, this dangly part is a perfect size to hide the cat's butthole.
Right.
But what also you're not thinking about is that means this cat is getting its butthole banged against all day long.
Well, and there's a misconception, I believe, Travis, with the twinkle tush, because in the chat they're saying cat butt plugs, and it's not a butt plug. It is a strategically placed medallion that covers the cat is modest, and it's thinking everybody's probably looking at my butthole. But like, if you put this beautiful jewel over it, it's safe to like be free to be itself.
I feel like it's more like, you know, if you watch more of the degrading pornos where the guy is taking his hand and he's slapping the gal in certain spots, like not inserting anything or whatever, just like slapping, just
slapping it
on the edge, slapping, slap, 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 spitting his hand and slap, 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 which does nothing for anybody at all.
But I feel guess it's like a good visual, right?
It's a good visual
there for the visual.
Right, it's there for the visual, yeah. But I feel like this might be depending on
he's doing
on
that for you, Travis.
Right, I feel like the depending on the size of the jewel that's bedazzled and hanging down under the cat's tail, this might get cumbersome for the cat to constantly have this little rock banging against its asshole.
So it's an erogenous thing.
If somebody poked at your butthole with like a pencil eraser all day every time you walked, would it be distracting? Would it be good for you? You know what I mean? Like just like a jab every time you walk, just a little, not, you're not penetrating, just a little jab every single time you move. Do you really want to put your cat through that?
I don't know. The problem is you can't ask the cat. Like you can't say, hey, cat, what do you think about all of this? Like you kind of project your own shit on your animals, I believe.
We had a previous guest years ago, I think now at this point, that we could probably ask.
Oh,
about this
the
product.
Pet psychic lady.
Pet psychic. Yep, absolutely. I feel like if we were to get this product and put it on a cat, we could probably talk to her and say, what does the cat feel about this product?
Can we book her again, Travis?
I can't imagine she's busy.
I'm going to reach out to her this week, Travis, see if we could get her next week, just so that we can ask her if cats like this, if cats worry
because,
about their buttholes.
Right. We need to talk. You say, hey, have you heard about this product? First of all, are cats self-conscious about their buttholes sticking out? Which I would imagine the answer is no, because cats do not give a shit about anything. But then also say, hey, have you been in contact with any pet owners whose cats are sporting the Tinkle Tush? And
Twinkle,
you know,
Tush, Travis. I also think that I need to reach out to them and ask if like they'll be our sponsor.
I will. Yes. Let's if we can get a PR person for Twinkle Tush, I'd like to talk about to the creator of this product. And also, yeah, I'll peddle this thing. Send me a free Twinkle Tush and I'll put it on my cat's asshole.
I don't think my dogs would like it, but it's not for dogs.
It would be fun.
Yeah, I've tried putting little hats on them. They're not into it.
My dog will wear a costume. I think we dress her up like a, what did we dress her up like this year? I think we put like a ballerina dress or some shit on her. I can't recall exactly what it was, but after you get it on her, she's just defeated. And she's like, I guess I'm walking around with this fucking thing on all day.
No. Travis, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, at some point during the show, the audio started working again. So they said, hey, it's working now. I don't know.
Nothing changed. Yeah. I just started working. Okay, good.
Travis, do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Something that you watched? Something that you heard?
I do. I had something right after we recorded last week. You know, because I didn't really have an actual pick of the week last week. Is right after we recorded last week, I watched Bo Burnham's new special that he wrote, directed, edited, produced all by himself during quarantine, called Inside. And I would imagine most people at this point have already heard about it or probably even have seen it. But if not, I highly recommend watching this Bo Burnham, who has You know, he's 30 now. You know, he came on the scene when he was like 16, making like YouTube videos and shit, silly songs and things, and had gotten really successful. And obviously he's had a career since then with a couple of really, really funny comedy specials and some guest starring roles in movies and things. But this new special of his, Inside, I thought was very mature. Really showed where he is right now as an artist and just as a person in general, now that he's, you know, like 30 and dealing with anxiety and mental issues or whatever. Now you can feel there's some bangers of songs in this special. The one of my favorites, actually I have a few favorites, but one of my favorites was when he does a song about, and obviously accompanying video about white women's Instagram, which really made me laugh. But also there's some that you almost feel as the special is going along that he's slowly losing his mind, which also kind of lends another facet to it. So I don't know. I highly recommend, if you have not seen yet, and even if you're not a fan of Bo Burnham in general, I feel like this is probably much more mature, and I use that very loosely in quotes, of output from him. So, Bo Burnham's Inside on Netflix is my pick of the week.
Travis, pick of the week is Sweet Tooth. I watched the first two episodes. It's great. It's
yep.
I thought that was going to be yours, and I was panicking because I didn't have another one. But
no, that would have been mine had I not had Bo Burnham's Inside from last week, because I did sit down and watch all 8 hours of that in one sitting on Saturday. And absolutely loved it. And the worst part about doing that was I don't have any more Sweet Tooth to watch. So I back you up 100% on that pick of the week.
Guys, we did it. The podcast version will probably be less than an hour because a lot of this was pure trash.
You got to cut out a lot of technical difficulties this week.
Bye-bye. There's some good stuff in there. Travis, Twinkle Tush and John Hinckley's music. You want to hear some more of John Hinckley's music, Travis?
Yeah, kick it.
It's not bad, the John Hinckley's music. It's some toe.
The grass is green and it grows towards the sky.
Everything is going to be all right. Never give in to the devil's curse.
Jodie Foster, why did you not notice me?
If the people want to put you down, go where all the miracles are found. Tomorrow's sun is gonna shine so bright. Everything is gonna be alright.
Charles in the chat, they're calling me haircut guy.
Why? Because you got a haircut?
Yeah, I got a haircut. So I'm haircut guy?
I got a haircut last Friday. Am I haircut guy too?
I guess you are also haircut guy. Well, why am I the only one who's haircut? People get haircuts all the time.
Is it mocking? Is it like, what's up, haircut guy?
Yeah, I took a shit this morning. Am I took a shit guy?
What's up? Brush your teeth, dude.
What's up, barbecued to bomb-ass New York strip steaks with some asparagus for dinner, guy? Why can't I be
What's
that?
Up? What's up, wash the sink in your bathroom with scrubbing bubbles and paper towel, dude? I didn't actually do that today, by the way.
It's You've done it at some there. Point, though, right?
Yeah, it's and probably not scrubbing bubbles, but...
Yeah, I did. I didn't get a haircut today either.
Well, there you go,
guys. Thanks for joining us, Travis. Shannon tells me that we gotta really focus on getting people to watch Twitch, because if people watch Twitch, then we'll do better.
Good, thank goodness. And then next we'll get on TikTok, right?
We're not on TikTok yet, Travis, but here's to hoping, right?
Yeah.
Here's to hoping.
Please.
Got to be on everything. That's our new strategy.
be everywhere.
Come watch me play Madden 93 on Twitch.
Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.